How to calculate closing costs on your rental property purchase. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show. This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence, financial freedom. We use buy and hold real estate. That's what we do. We buy single family properties mostly. We get them cash flowing so that every month we are producing monthly cash flow with the tenants in our properties. And that's what we hope to help you do. So please subscribe to the channel if you're not already a subscriber. So we've done shows just broad strokes about closing costs, but we've had a lot of people asking, you know, how do you calculate closing costs when you're trying to figure out your rental investment? It's an important question. It's also important to know what goes into these closing costs.
Right. So in a previous episode, we talked about what is inside of a closing cost, right? It's a lot of different bits and bobs. Some things you have control over, some things you have no control over. But then how do you estimate closing costs, right? A lot of times, this is the money that you need to have right now in order to close a deal. It's not something you can or even really should finance, right? So these are sunk costs. Now, I will also say they are, of course, a taxable deduction, but they are things that you need to budget for. So in real estate school, I went to real estate school in New Jersey, and they said in New Jersey, we usually pay about 4% of the purchase price in closing costs.
So on a $100,000 house, that would be what?
$4,000. Right? $200,000, it would be $8,000. Now, that is a lot. And when I started to research that number, I realized the national average is between 2 and 5%. Mm-hmm. And of course, New Jersey is on the higher end because we're a high tax state. We're a high populous state. New Jersey real estate is very expensive. But for most people around the country, it's between 2 and 5. And investors should be paying way less than that for the most part, right? This is mostly for primary home purchase.
Yeah, this is a retail purchase for you to live in the house. So if you're buying a $600,000 house in New Jersey, expect to pay a boatload in closing costs. Mm-hmm. But for the properties, we just bought 3 properties in the past few weeks in our Michigan market where we do a lot of business. And I think roughly around $60,000 was the purchase price where we were all in after construction and so forth. And I think, do you know what the closing costs were off the top of your head on those?
We did use a debt service, so we had more closing costs.
Okay,
those.
But in general.
Right. But the other ones we've bought in Michigan, it's been like $1,500 total in closing costs.
Yeah. So, and some of our properties anywhere from, you know, $800, $1,100, $1,500 in closing costs is kind of what you can look for on a smart rental investment property. Not $4,000, not $8,000, but far less. So how do you calculate these on a rental investment? I mean, most of the time we're not using debt service. We're using cash to make a purchase here. So what can we expect when we're working with a title company?
Well, let's assume that you're not using a debt service for the purposes of this, just to calculate closing costs on an investment, right? The closing costs with a lender are something you absolutely can negotiate. That's why you should shop for a lender. But they're going to really range. A lot of times you hear that we can close it for a certain interest rate plus points.
Right.
Points is your closing costs. It's equal to 1% the purchase price. So if you have something that has maybe low closing costs and the lender says, okay, but I want 2 points, well, that's $2,000 per $100,000, right? Points are basically their fee for lending you money. I think points are a lot of money. It's a lot. When I hear points, I cringe. We definitely have some loans that have them on them. But I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either. And you can find ways around it. If you are familiar with listening to Susan Lasseter Lyons, you got to check out her amazing book. We'll put it in the description below. You got to check it out. But in our interview with Susan, she's not a fan of points. You know, she believes in the movement of money, and her great book, Getting the Money, kind of walks you through that process. But, you know, at sometimes speed of moving money quickly, you're going to pay those points, and that's kind of how you do it. But assuming that you're
taxable deduction.
Right? Yeah, it is a taxable deduction. But assuming you're not working with a lender, so you're buying the property for cash, which is how most of, you know, most of the time investors buy rental properties. You know, there are things that are negotiable, and there are things that you can calculate ahead of time so you know you're coming out on top with your ROI.
Now, you want to calculate your transfer tax, and that can vary so much state by state that there's no point us telling you that in this calculation. We suggest you go back several episodes and listen to the entire episode about transfer tax, because in some states it's nominal to nothing, and in some states it's a huge burden. So you must know that. We can't teach you that across the board, but you can calculate other things. You can decide how much are the taxes, and then we're going to prorate it, right? Because the seller's paid for part of the year. I'm going to have to pay for the part of the year that I own. That's going to be on your closing costs. You know how much your insurance is, right? You're going to get your insurance and pay for that. Sometimes you can do that and the lender or the, closing agent wants to know that. Sometimes they don't care. They assume that you're a big kid. You get your own insurance and they're off. A lot of times our title agents don't even ask us for that. And then you're going to want to figure out how much you're paying the title company to do their job. Now, they're going to do a title search. You want them to do a good title search. Please right. Go back and listen to the episodes about how to take title, right? And they're going to record your documents with the county so that the county knows who owns that property, right? And if there's a lender, who will get paid if the property is closed. Those are all services that are negotiable, but you want them done well.
We just had a property. I mean, this is a story that I just heard, and it's not funny, and it's the only time I've ever heard this happening. But look, it's real estate, so it's random things happen. But it was on the recording of a deed. So there's a property that we were working on, and the neighbor basically came over and said, I own that property. I have the deed to that property. And our team was like, huh? No, you don't. We just paid for this and it's been recorded with the county. What are you talking about? She brought forth a fake deed that she paid for. So she thought it was a legitimate deed. She got burned. She paid like, $3,000.
It could have been a legitimate deed because you can quit claim any property, whether you own it or not. Mm. I can quit claim you, Miss Dorothy's house next door, and you can pay me for it. I'm just saying in the event that I have any ownership in that house, it transfers to you.
Right.
So that's a real deed. It's just that someone sold her rights to a property that they never were going to have. How that works. That's awful.
Yeah. So then the recording process, it's like they have to get the lawyers involved and show them that, in fact, you do not, ma'am, own this property. We have the right to fix up this house. And,
That's so sad.
But that's why you want to have things recorded properly. That's why you work with a title company that does a great job because of these exact issues.
But the title company would never have found out a quitclaim deed because I can get a quitclaim deed at Staples.
Right.
And sell it to the guy walking down the street towards a house I never had any rights to. A title search wouldn't find that. But because you had paid for the title search, you knew it had clean title. Now you own it. Your ownership was recorded. It's easy to prove. It just sucks because that's the way the cookie crumbles.
So what else is in a cash purchase with the title company? We look at the recording. We look at the recording costs for them to record the title. What other items would be in this this transaction with the title company?
Well, title insurance is also something that, in fact, most states make you buy it. It's not something you can usually opt out of. And that's just insurance on the title search. So our title guy, Matt, is going to do a title search, right? And say, okay, the ownership of this property is clear. There's no like relative coming out of the woodwork that's going to say they own it. So this Clayton can sell it to this Natalie, right? But there may be something they miss. Like maybe that neighbor did have a claim and she can, I don't know, for some kind of crazy reason, right? Can say that that is true. Your title insurance should pay for that, those costs to remediate it. So you're buying insurance against the title search. And a lot of times it's just not optional. In fact, we've even asked for some. We're like, we don't even need a title search on this one for specific reasons not worth going into. And they're like, no, you have to buy it.
Right. Like we owned the property and we were selling it to a sister. We knew who the owner of the property was because we'd already done a title search to allow us to buy the property. And so even then we still got title insurance.
Yeah.
So these are just some of the basic costs. Are there any other things that we need to look at for how to calculate closing costs?
No. No, because a lot of the rest of it goes into a debt service. And these are things you, this is why you want to shop around for a lender if you are going to get a debt service, because a lot of times the way we're used to shopping for a lender is, what's my payment going to be? What's the insurance policy going to, I'm sorry, what's the interest payment going to be? And that's all you care about, right? But you should also care about closing costs, because you don't want to find out later, oh, there's a $2,500 initiation fee. We had that on a loan recently. I'm like, what's this? And I just didn't, I missed it in our offer letter from the lender. And so that's an annoying mistake to make.
Yeah, but it's important. And title companies do a fantastic job. They do a thankless job and they work very, very hard. And we love our title companies that we work with. So just pay attention to these closing costs to make sure you're not getting raked over the coals, but also know you're paying for important things like title insurance and them to actually record the deed properly, and for the title searches to make sure you're getting a free and clear property, free of any liens on this property that some Uncle Jimmy, who may say he wants on this property from many, many years ago, it's all clean for you.
Now, sometimes a title company will offer you a service, and the price of that service is totally up to you. For instance, we work with some title companies that will escrow your rehab money for you, and which is a lovely thing. It means you put all the rehab money that you want to spend on this property into an escrow, and then they pay the contractors for you once you sign off that that work is done, which is great. But the fee to do that is also negotiable. We've had some people say we'll do it for free, and some title companies want to charge up to $300. That's up to you, right? So those are their fees. You go in there and say, I'd like to pay $100. They absolutely can change those things, and you can ask. There are other fees that we've asked our title company to cut a little bit lower, because we work with them in so much volume that they're making money off of us because of the volume of transactions. They don't have just one shot to work with us like a primary home loan. So those kind of things, it's really worth having a good relationship with your title company for that very reason alone.
And I will say, if you work with us, Morris Invest, we've already done that negotiating with our title company. So you're getting like a rock bottom price on closing costs, because we've already done all of that legwork. But it's something that you definitely want to do if you're doing it on your own, which you absolutely can do. So that's a look at the how to calculate closing costs. We hope you will subscribe to the channel. Check out all of the great resources here, which we hope will help you become financially intelligent, become financially free. We'll be back with another episode next week, everyone. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor, even if you have to pay a few fees to do it. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.